What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. On tonight's episode, we're going to change pace a little bit here, and we're going to check in on the Leon Black situation and the move that they're trying to make, meaning Apollo Global, into Las Vegas. But before we do that, there is a bit of breaking news, and it has to do with Apollo Global and the battle royale that is going on between Josh Harris and Leon Black. Now, we know that Leon Black and his legal team were claiming that Ms. Ganieva and her legal team were engaging in a RICO criminal conspiracy, basically, to extort Leon Black. Well, now, Leon Black's lawyers, they've dropped those charges. And they're not pursuing the racketeering allegations against Wigdor anymore. And the attorneys that were representing him, Quinn Emanuel, they're leaving the case as well. Now, Wigdor isn't letting their foot off the gas, though. Wigdor is still looking to try and get them sanctioned. So there is a lot going on here. And it just leads us right into the article we're going to dig into about Apollo Global and them trying to, you know, make their way back into Las Vegas. We know that they had a bit going on with Caesars for a while, didn't work out so well. And now they're trying to get the sands. So let's take a look at what author Dana Gentry has to say over at the Nevada Current. As Apollo makes license bid for Sands, founder alleges conspiracy against co-founder. When Apollo Global Management appears before the Nevada Gaming Control Board Wednesday in its bid to purchase the operations of the Venetian and Palazzo on the Las Vegas Strip, it will do so without Leon Black and Joshua Harris, the top executives who stood before regulators when the company won a license for a leveraged buyout of Caesars Entertainment in 2008, and it failed miserably for them. Caesars has never been the same since Apollo Global swooped in, and the galling part of all of this is they bought it in 2008 during the whole entire debacle. So once again, the vultures were at the corpse, and that's exactly what Apollo Global is, was, and always will be. Look, I get it. That's how you have to conduct yourself in the financial market. That's how you have to conduct yourself if you're going to be the big dog on the block of investment firms. Doesn't mean I have to like it. And in fact, I think it's gross. It's just not, I don't know. Look, hey, I'm not going to tell anybody else how to make money, right? But there has to be regulations. There has to be stipulations. And there has to be penalties when you're out of line. And we know that Apollo Global most certainly has been out of line here. Obviously, they let Leon Black be the quote-unquote fall guy, meaning take most of the heat. But you mean to tell me the people at Apollo Global had no idea? All of these smartest men in the room, all of these too big to fail MFers, had no idea, huh? Well, maybe they aren't as smart as they want us to believe then. It's one or the other. Black, Apollo Global Management's founder and still its largest shareholder, stepped down last year after 30 years as chairman when news broke that he paid convicted sex offender, pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein $165 million for financial advice. Now, look, we know that that's a lot of advice, huh? How much advice does $158 million buy you? A whole bunch. Now, it says here $165 million. Perhaps the author of this article has some information I don't. I thought it was $158, but we're talking about peanuts at that point, right? Be it $165, $158 million. What are you giving him that kind of money for? I mean, financial advice, really? Your head honcho down here at Apollo Global, with all of the big shots working for you, taking their orders from you, doing whatever it is you tell them to do. And you're out here getting money from Jeffrey Epstein? I mean, giving Jeffrey Epstein money for his advice, for his direction in life? What is this, the Boys and Girls Club, and you needed a sponsor? I mean, I don't even understand what's going on here. Not if you're following the quote-unquote official narrative here, and you don't think it's funky, then I don't know what to tell you. but $165 million for advice? I've never heard of anything like that. Black is also under investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney for an alleged sexual assault at Epstein's Manhattan home, according to a news report citing sources. So, again, we're talking about the Las Vegas Gaming Commission, the Las Vegas Gaming Board. Now, I worked for a sports book for 6 years, and we fall right under the umbrella of being regulated by the Gaming Commission. And they are so ridiculous with some of the regulations that I can't even begin to tell you how annoying it is. One time, I was on vacation, and I had one of my employees, some guy hit a horse race, right? And if it's over a certain threshold, you have to collect a W-9, get their license, get them to sign stuff. It's a whole thing for tax purposes. Anyway, the employee didn't get all of the documentation signed. So at night, all of those documents would go into an envelope and then it would be sent to the auditing department. And if the auditing department found something amiss, you would get back a notice saying that, hey, look, this is wrong. You missed this, whatever. Well, it was such a big deal that this employee missed this signature. Meanwhile, while I'm on vacation, mind you, and I'm getting yelled at from 3,000 miles away, it was such a big deal that they wanted to fire this person. And I was very adamant that that was not okay with me, especially considering that our company had been slapped with a $30 million fine for its own missteps, right? So how about a little equity here? You're going to get rid of this person who has a family, a job. I mean, needs this job to feed the people that rely on him. And you're going to fire them for obviously a mistake. And we were able to chase the paperwork down. And the player actually was somebody who came to the place a lot. So he was gracious enough to sign the paperwork. But they were willing to just fire this dude because of the gaming control board. And they could have fought that, right? Meanwhile, the gaming control board's over here la-la-la-la-la, hanging out, doing who knows what, down at the Las Vegas National Golf Course, probably, getting ready to give Leon Black and Company a gaming license again in Las Vegas. In a lawsuit filed last week, Black alleges Harris, who he once named co-founder, is out to destroy him over Black's choice of a successor, Mark Rowan. Now look, there is some truth to that, probably. We know how people are, human nature in general, right? And you can amplify that to the maximum with people like Josh Harris. This is not a guy who is used to being told no or losing in any capacity. And he gets passed up for this big-ass role. You know he's going to have some animosity built up. At least you would think so. But to this level, where they're alleging that he's in bed with Leon Black's accuser and funding it, and it's a whole RICO case. I mean, come on. That is just absolutely ridiculous. And I'll need to see a lot of evidence to believe something like that. Seeing his long-held dream of becoming CEO or co-CEO crushed with Mr. Rowan's ascension, Mr. Harris kicked into high gear his campaign to destroy Mr. Black, the suit says. Like a Shakespeare story, enraged and being passed over for promotion, he turned his wrath on his mentor and leader. So it's like, you know, they're setting it up like it's some Game of Thrones style type stuff, right? Some medieval, you know, one brother's passed up for the other brother, so the other brother engages in this inter-family struggle to gain control of the family unit. They're saying it's the same thing going on here. Obviously, it's a bit of hyperbole. Right? And in my opinion, we already know that Leon Black had this relationship with Ms. Ganieva. We know that they had a physical romantic relationship while Leon Black was married, right? So we already know that they've had that sort of relationship. What would make me believe that Josh Harris is going to those lengths to put himself in basically criminal jeopardy to try and set that up, all over him being passed up for this position? Now, let's not forget, Harris has a gajillion dollars of his own, right? He's not missing any meals over this. Him and his family are still buying 17,000 private islands. You know, it's not, it's more of a pride thing. And we know with these people, that's a big deal. But enough to insert yourself in a manner such as this, that's what he would want us to believe. And it's kind of a shrewd strategy, in my opinion, kind of look at the right hand while the left hand is over here making moves. But I don't think it's going to work, not in this current climate. Harris, according to the suit, convened a war council composed of law firms, public relations agencies, and political consulting firms to work against AGM's interests. He also left the company last year. Look, he's had enough, right? Everything happened. There was way too much animosity, way too many burned bridges for Harris to stay involved. So, peace. See you later. Black claims Harris is also behind a conspiracy to retaliate and destroy him by, among other things, weaponizing a woman with whom Black had an affair to assassinate his character and extort even more from him. Look, bro, do you how you would have us believe that you gave Jeffrey Epstein for $165 million, but you're pinching pennies over here? If this was just a consensual relationship with Miss Ganieva, and you never abused her, you never took her to Epstein's, none of this stuff ever happened, I'm sure you could have had an amicable type of situation here where you paid her a certain amount of dough and been done with it. Now, look, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I think it's atrocious. My point is, if you have $165 million to pay Jeffrey Epstein off, what are you worried about a couple of hundred extra grand going down this way? See, none of it makes sense when you look at Leon Black's defense and his story here, because kind of like with Virginia Roberts and Prince Andrew, how the picture establishes that whole relationship that she alleges, in this instance, the fact that Leon Black has already admitted to the consensual relationship with Miss Ganieva already puts him in the room, if you will. So with everything we know, I'm giving a lot of credence to what she has to say. Now, again, I wasn't there. I don't know for sure what happened. But until it's, you know, all worked out one way or the other, we're going to talk about it because it's a big part of the overall Epstein case. People don't realize how big of a role that Leon Black played. You have a lot of people that go the Wexner route, and there's no doubt Les Wexner played a gigantic role in turning Jeffrey Epstein into what he became as far as financially and opening some doors. But Leon Black was on another level than even Les Wexner, folks. Les Wexner's powerful, he's rich, and he's all of that, but he's not Leon Black. Leon Black is an absolute great white shark when it comes to this sort of business in general. And this was the man who was, look at, a serious patron of Jeffrey Epstein's. $165 million? How much did that money go? How far did it go to help further Jeffrey Epstein's criminal behavior? To help him and Maxwell continue to do what they did? Black admits to making secret payments of $100,000 a month, beginning in 2015, to Gisele Ganieva to keep their relationship confidential. Ganieva alleges in her own suit that Black sexually assaulted her when she refused his overtures. And look, again, I was not there. There's a ton of gray area here. So we'll have to see how this all plays out one way or the other. All I could say is this. If you're going to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein and not just, you know, oh, I saw him at a cocktail party and we had some roasted weenies together, hang out, but break bread with old boy and break him off to the tune of $158, $165 million, you better believe my antenna is going to go up when someone makes an allegation against you. You are the company you keep after all, right? Leon Black has taken victim shaming of sexual assault victims to a stratospheric level, Ganieva's attorney, Gene Christensen of Wigdor LLP, said in a statement to The Current. Black intends in the suit that Ganieva demanded $100 million and threatened to reveal the relationship to his wife and Apollo's board as well as the press if he did not pay her. And still, $100 million, that's a lot of dough, right? $65 million less than you gave to Epstein for advice. Could have gave her this money and been done with it. Leon Black could have still been going on along your way. But nope, not the case. Your pride wouldn't let you do it, would it? even if it's going to ruin you. And I have a funny feeling it's going to, folks. We have not heard the last about Leon Black and his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And no matter which way this situation turns, this dude's going to have to answer for that eventually. Nevada gaming regulators, who approved Caesars Entertainment bankruptcy restructuring in 2017, were either not interested or unaware of the secret monthly payments from Black to Ganieva. And here we come back to the circling around part, right? Circling back to it. And that's the Gaming Commission. I mean, come on, man. It's like all of the stereotypes of what the Gaming Commission is, that's exactly what they are. Remember when Michael Corleone came to Las Vegas in The Godfather? And, you know, he goes to see his brother and Mo Green's there and it's the whole thing. Then he gets that cowboy senator dude who shows up and gives him all kinds of grief about his gaming license. Yeah, kind of the same thing going on here still. Just, you know, they're all wearing $10,000 suits now instead. Longtime gaming attorney Frank Schreck, who represents AGM, says he was not involved in the company's restructuring. Schreck, a former member of the Nevada Gaming Commission, oh, shocker, huh? Is the attorney who arranged for a corporate shell to secretly make $7.5 million in payments to a Wynn Las Vegas manicurist who claimed she was raped and impregnated by Steve Wynn in 2005, according to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission's 2019 report on Wynn and his previous empire. I'm not even going to touch on that. I don't know enough about it. I know that Steve Wynn got chased from all of his properties here in Las Vegas over these allegations, so there must have been a little something-something there, right? And you know how I feel about people who are that rich. I feel like all of these people are wired incorrectly, and you get to a certain level, and it's like your brain stops working, and your, you know, whatever inner clock of morality that you're possessing, it just breaks, and you don't have one anymore. Massachusetts regulators conducting an investigation into Wynn's resorts gaming application in that state asked Schreck if the purpose of the LLC was to hide Wynn's identity. Not just Steve Wynn, said Schreck, who told investigators he represented both Wynn and the hotel, just so this whole settlement would be maintained on the confidential agreements. So basically, I'm going to set up a shell company and use it to pay people out? I don't even understand. See, this is the thing. If you or I did any of this stuff, folks, we'd be in prison for a bazillion years underneath the prison. Look at the way they treat people for simple minor possession. And I'm not talking about violent criminals. Violent criminals deserve to be locked up. Not even a question. No short bail, none of that. But nonviolent offenders getting treated worse than these gigantic crooks? These people have been stealing from us forever. No evidence surfaced during this investigation showing that in 2005, anyone with knowledge of the manicurist allegations of the settlement disclosed the matter to the Nevada Gaming Control Board, Mass investigators wrote. Their efforts at secrecy made it exceedingly difficult, if not impossible, for gaming regulators to detect this potential derogatory information through typical regulatory means, which rely heavily on robust self-disclosures. So basically, they want them to self-govern themselves. Rich people to self-govern themselves. That's what the Gaming Control Board's saying over here. Little wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, just control yourselves, guys. It's absurd. They're supposed to regulate all of this, and they're too busy worrying about nonsense like I was talking about earlier than very, very, very important things such as this. Schreck told Mass investigators the manicurist attorney initially alleged his client was raped by Wynn. At that point, I said, if that's your position, then this is not a civil case. It's a criminal case, and the conversation ends, Schreck told investigators, and he backed off of that immediately. And we then went ahead and discussed whatever the next moves would be in terms of trying to resolve the case. So it's a bunch of he said, she said, like usual, right? Schreck says one thing, another person says another thing, and, you know, you have yourself enough there for these people to claim plausible deniability and still somehow find their way to getting their gaming license or whatever it might be. The Nevada Gaming Control Board fined Wynn Resorts $20 million in 2019 for failing to conduct an investigation into the 2005 allegation. Schreck's law firm drew up the stipulated agreement between the hotel and the state. So it took them 14 years to get things crack-a-lackin'. $20 million after 14 years. You know how much money the Wynn Resorts brings in? It's an absurd amount. Their pool parties alone are bringing in an absurd amount. I know at the property I worked at for a bazillion years, 4 weeks of pool parties paid for their whole year of operations. Absolutely insane the amount of money these casinos bring in. So $20 million is an absolute joke. The 10-count complaint against Wynn Las Vegas filed by Nevada gaming officials makes no mention of Schreck's role in concealing the $7.5 million in payments. Why should it? Schreck, who is expected to represent Apollo Global Management before the Gaming Control Board this week, would not respond to whether Black's status as majority stockholder of AGM is expected to be an issue in the licensing. Why should it be? So even though he stepped down, mind you, Leon Black, remember, he's still the biggest stockholder in Apollo Global. So he's going to benefit from this greatly. And I'm not okay with that either. Here's the thing. I don't want Apollo Global in Las Vegas. All of these corporations have ruined my city. Las Vegas was a great place when these casinos were all owned by separate entities or separate people. I know the Hard Rock Hotel was just absolutely amazing. An amazing place to work, an amazing place to hang out, just overall great experience. Until Peter Morton sold it in 2008. Once Peter Morton sold the property, forget it. And the dominoes fell in Las Vegas, and the corporations came in, and this is the kind of shit you get. You get people like Leon Black calling the shots. For my money, I say it tongue in cheek, but we'd be better off with the mafia here, right? At least my blueberry muffins would have the right amount of blueberries in them. Apollo is offering $2.25 billion for the Las Vegas Sands operations, while VICI Properties, a real estate investment trust, will pay $4 billion for the real estate. A spokesman for the Gaming Control Board had no comment when asked whether Chairman Bryn Gibson will abstain from the AGM matter. Gibson, an attorney, worked for Schreck's law firm in 2020. I highly doubt that he'll abstain. I just don't see it. Why would they? Why would they abstain? Oh, there's no conflict of interest here. We can separate our bias. Give him the permit. Give him the permit. You know how it goes. Anyway, that's where we're at here with Apollo Global. And things are moving fast with this whole story, and I want to make sure we stay on top of it and we make some time for it when there's a little bit of downtime like we have tonight with the Prince Andrew situation and the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. We're pretty much all caught up there, so instead of rehashing the stuff that we've went over the last couple of days, there's really no context to add yet. I figured we would deviate the course a bit here and talk about this, because this is a big deal. And again, let's not forget that if this goes through, and they're able to purchase this at this cut rate, by the way, this is a good deal. The Sands is a very profitable company. And we know that the restrictions and COVID, it's not going to be here forever, folks. So they're looking long-term. That's what they're looking at here, the long-term evaluation of this purchase. And for my money, I just don't want Apollo Global in Las Vegas, point blank, period. I don't like Leon Black, and he's going to be the one who benefits from this overall in the long run. So I hope the Gaming Commission does the right thing. Do I expect them to? Absolutely not. All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's episode. A couple more context episodes coming your way. And then tomorrow morning, right back at it, we'll pick up with Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein. We'll see where we're at, and we will go from there. I hope that everybody has a great night. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.